We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We've been partners for over 30 years. We've been helping injured victims just like you, help you put your life back together again. We've helped their families. We have many testaments to that, and we can put our experience to work for you. We're the only law firm that does a show like this. We're the only law firm that tries to explain to you in detail what you need to know. And we tell you these insurance companies are out to beat you and defeat you. That's why we wrote the book, Legal Game Plan. It's trademark protected. Legal Game Plan. We put our over 30 years of experience into that book. And if you come into our law firm, we'll give you a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You can get any of our books at our website, championsofthepeople.com. We've written six books now. The most recent book is Colorado Car Insurance, The Essential Guide to Car Insurance in Colorado. And all these books are free. You can call our law firm. We'll send you a hard copy, or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you can download an e-copy free. You can call us, ask us questions. That's what we're here for. This is what we do. Brad, we were talking about if you're self-employed, you know, and I did a case for an architect years ago, and so she couldn't work for over a year, and during the time that she could not work for over a year, she made more money than she's ever made before. And so we were able to prove that was from services that were rendered in prior years and the money was just being paid because the insurance company says, well, you don't have any losses. You may not be working, but you don't have any losses because you made more money in the year you had off from work than you ever made before. So self-employed people present a different challenge, but we can solve the challenge.
Well, that's one of the things you have to be careful about when the insurance company asks for your tax returns. I'll make it this plain and simple for all of you. Do not give them your tax returns. That's it. Do not give them your tax returns. Go talk to the lawyer. Talk to your personal injury lawyer and discuss what you have to give them. But they're not entitled to just wholesale turnover of tax returns. They love that when they're dealing with self-employed people. Because as Gary was talking about, you have deferred income. You have income that was actually earned months, if not years prior, that's being paid over time or that you're getting later on. And that income should not be calculated into your income for the insurance company purposes to determine if you lost wages or if you lost income itself. On the reverse side, you need to look into the future to determine whether or not you're going to have income in the future because your injury is keeping you from earning that income now. You're not getting paid every week or every 2 weeks at the end of 2 weeks, getting paid in full for what you did previously. Instead, it's delayed income. So it's a complicated formula. When you hear or you see on TV and you hear lawyers talking about, oh, it's fast and easy, and boy, we can just whip this out and we can take care of it. That's not accurate. The bottom line is there's nothing fast and easy about determining these kind of losses and about making sure you get fair compensation. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of understanding of the game that's being played by the insurance company. It takes a lot of understanding about how to calculate your losses. And future income, future losses is something that's very important for self-employed people. I mean, you've got people out there who are self-employed that if they don't make deadlines, they have penalties. So you've signed a contract and you have to make certain deadlines. You get in a crash. It's not your fault. And now you can't make the deadlines and you're facing penalties or you're facing the inability to be able to meet those deadlines. And somehow you have to go hire more people or you have to do something to compensate for it. Those are losses, real losses. And they may keep you from getting jobs in the future from that same contractor or for that same person who hired you because they're going, you're too slow now. You're not getting the job done on time. I can't wait to have my project completed for you to work at your slower pace that you've got now.
Right, and it does affect people, and we're trying to educate you about that. So far in the show, we've told you how do insurance companies value claims. Well, you submit your medical records on the body parts that were injured, nothing else. If you injured your neck, you don't give them your records for 25 years. You don't give them your left ankle, broken ankle 5 years ago. You don't do that. So you submit the medical records. You submit your medical bills. That's a separate category of damages. And then another one is lost economic losses or lost opportunities or lost earning capacity. So they have to pay you for your medical bills. They have to pay you for your body parts and your physical impairments, and they have to pay you for your economic losses. I think we're the only law firm that ever breaks this down for you and tells you all the details you need to know to present your claim and how insurance companies value your claims. Let's take a landscape contractor, Brad. You know, you injure your low back, and they say, well, the MRI, the insurance company says the MRI didn't show a herniated disc, it didn't show a problem, but you're saying, I'm having trouble doing my landscaping career. I'm worried about my future. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this. This problem, this symptom, these injuries injuries and the problems have stayed with me for over a year now. And my doctors have told me they're permanent. And the insurance company says, well, your films, your MRIs, and your x-rays are, quote, unremarkable. So they don't show any particular problem. So we're not going to pay you. We don't believe they're going to affect you in the future. We don't believe they're going to affect you in 2 years or 3 years. I can't do my landscaping job. I'm worried about that's what I do in business. That's what I've done my whole life. I'm 34 years old. I've done nothing but landscaping, and I can't do the jobs. And I've lost jobs. I've lost contracts. I've had to cancel contracts. And think about this. Would it apply to a painter? It would apply to a contractor, an HVAC person. It would apply to an Uber driver. They're probably having trouble. They can't do that. So this is all factors in, Brad, and you have to prove these lost economic opportunities.
That's correct. Any of your building trades, it's going to affect. And this is another simple calculation that's not so simple. That's not so fast. It's not so easy. Because what you've got is let's say you've got a self-employed person in the trades that's out there trying to do the job, and they're used to being able to get work done at a certain pace. And now all of a sudden they find they can't do it at that same pace. So now they can't even bid the same contracts. They know they can't bid those same contracts because they can't get the work done. Or they're going to have to hire somebody to do the work, at which point they're going to lose money. Now, you know, the insurance company's first thing they're going to do is they're going to want to know, they want to use, well, you know, let's look at your tax returns and let's look at whether or not you hired somebody else to do this. And once again, this comes down to a breakdown of what those returns are really about. But what we're talking about is now they're slower. And because they're slower, they can't even bid the same jobs. And because they can't bid the same jobs, they're obviously not going to get them. What's the first thing the insurance company will do? Well, tell us what jobs you didn't get. Well, I can tell you what jobs I didn't get. Well, that was a job out for bid. You just gave us 7 jobs here that you didn't even bid. You didn't even try and get. No, I didn't try and get them. Normally, I would have tried to get them. And out of the 7, I would have gotten maybe 1 or 2 or 3, and I didn't get them. Well, which one would you have gotten? Which one wouldn't you have gotten? I can tell you I would have gotten maybe 2 or 3 of them. Well, we're telling you, you just didn't bid them. You didn't try. You didn't try and mitigate your damages. You should have tried to get the jobs. If I had gotten them, I couldn't have done them because I am hurt. I can't go get those jobs. I can't bid those jobs. And that's going to destroy my income in the future. Because next year, when my crew looks at me and says, what's the outlook? What's it seem like? What's there for us? You're going to find out there's not any work. And now your crew starts to abandon you. And next thing you know, you're left in a situation where you can't make a living, where you can't pay for your family's bills. You can't pay for your home. You can't take care of the expenses you've got. And now your entire status of living is going to go downhill.
Right. And so, you know, and I'm always thinking about the policy limits, the insurance policy limits of these at-fault drivers. They might be minimal. So, you know, we've written a book on car insurance in Colorado, The Essential Guide. You know, point your legal compass to true north. Know what to do today. What if the other driver says, I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance? And we're talking about lost wages. We're talking about maybe the rest of your life. I'm sorry, I don't have any insurance. Or the one I hate the most is they give you the insurance card and you call up the company and they said they haven't paid the premium for 4 months. That's all over with. They don't have any insurance. So what we're talking about today are your damages, but there has to be insurance and a source to collect it from the at-fault party and or from your own insurance company. So read our book. Get our book. It's free. Okay, let's talk about a wage earner, Brad, because we've been talking about self-employed people. But back to the landscaper. You know, sometimes they say, the landscaper says, I used to be able to do 6, 7, 8 significant major jobs a month. Now I can only do 1 or 2. And so that's a start on how you're going to prove your economic losses. And remember, those are in addition to your neck injury, your back injury, in addition to the physical impairment, in addition to the medical bills. That's that. Now, let's take about a wage earner. Maybe somebody works at a big box store. Maybe they work at Walmart. Maybe they work at Costco. and they had a wage. And so they've not been able to work for 3 months. That's easier, not easy, but easier to prove those people lost wages. So for the past, let's say they missed 2 months of work, so you take their wage and what they missed. But there's also fringe benefits. And also, how is this going to affect them in the future for the rest of their life?
Well, once again, now you're talking about what's that going to be as far as equating to referrals. When you want to move on or when you want to get another job, is a person going to give you a good referral that was working that you were working for? Is that person going to look at you and say, I can't give you as good a raises as I used to give you? Why? Because you're not making as much money. You're not performing as well. You're not bringing in the type of services, or you're not completing the type of services that allows me to make money. We're all being cut back on this. We're all being harmed as a result of your injury. Now, those people can't even look for compensation from the party who's caused the injury. They look and say, you cost me a valuable employee, and now you're costing my company money. They can't even look for that. They're not even entitled to that. But are you entitled to the fact that now you're not going to get the same raises? You may not get the same bonuses. And how do you prove that? Do you have a boss who looks and goes, oh, normally the year-end bonus would have been $5,000 and now it's only $2,500. Why? Well, they're not doing as much work and I don't have as much money and I had to hire somebody else to do some of this work. And they're going to attack whether or not you really would have gotten that high a bonus, or is it just a boss who likes you? And this is where they start taking real advantage, because they want to take advantage of the fact that the boss continued to employ you. So there, they're saying, well, we shouldn't have to pay you for lost income because the boss continued to employ you on a modified work stations or modified work schedule. But at the same time, they look and they say, well, we don't believe you would have gotten a higher bonus than you did, or we don't believe you would have gotten a higher raise than you did. And we think the boss is just lying because the boss wants you to get money, and we don't think it's truthful because they like you. And they say, well, they did you a favor by keeping you on. So either way, they're going to use it as a way to claim that you're lying about what your losses are.
You need to understand this. You need to present it to the insurance company. You need to present it in your fight. If you want us to do it, call us 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Also, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You know, if you're a wage earner and you lose fringe benefits and you're doing the job, this is a common one. You're doing the job, you work 8 hours a day, but when you go home, you're done. You can't do anything else. You're spent. You're exhausted. It's over with. What does that portend for your career? What does your career look like? What does your future earning capacity and work capacity look like? Next up, we're going to talk about lost economic opportunities. How do you prove it? Lost contracts and economic losses, all for you. championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back. When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all. When you've been injured in a car crash, you're up against large insurance companies and their lawyers. You need experienced attorneys on your side. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims just like you for over 25 years. We can help put your life back together again. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Bell and Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. We'll help you.
Hi, it's Mandy. Join my friends Gary and Brad for Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show, right here on KOA, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. It focuses on teaching Coloradans their rights and how to deal with the insurance companies if you're injured in an accident.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 30 years. Brad and I have been partners for over 30 years, and we can help you put your life back together again. You must know what we're talking about. You need to know these things. You need to have a legal game plan. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. You can get our book free. Call Legal Game Plan. We put our over 30 years experience into that book. We trademark protected it. It's for you. It's free if you come into our law firm. It's free if you just want to order the book. You can call our law firm or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and get a free e-copy of that book and any of our six books. We have a book on hit and run. That one is appropriately called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. And they are cowards of the street. We have a book on workers' compensation. We do workers' compensation cases, and we represent workers all over the state of Colorado. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. You need to know the details. You need to know when these TV attorneys come on and say, I got a verdict of this, or I so-and-so got me so $100,000 or $250,000. How did that happen? How did that work? How does that work for you? Were those numbers sufficient? Are they sufficient to protect you and your family? You need attorneys that understand that and will explain it to you and give you a legal game plan to navigate this insurance maze. So we're talking today about how you insurance companies value your claim. Brad, let's talk a little bit more about lost opportunities, lost contracts, usually self-employed people, but they've lost opportunities. And if this person's back to work and they're working full time, but you just can't sustain it over your life, you're going to have higher periods of unemployment. How does this all incorporate into the value of an injury claim?
Well, this is where we have the statistics that come out, and we have national statistics, the governmental statistics that show if you're a disabled worker. And disabled, once again, is not that you need some kind of wheelchair or that you have to park in or that you get a disability placard where you can have disabled parking. If you're a disabled worker, and that means you're not able to give full effort to your job, you're not able to give the full attention to your job, you become a disabled worker. And it's shown, for instance, in a number of areas, you can lose anywhere from 8 to 10 years of what your normal income would have been for as a disabled worker. And this is time that's spent where your time off going to appointments, where your time off having to recover from the pain and the anguish that has caused you to do your job, where you're slower in your job, where you have to take more breaks, where you have to do certain accommodations to your body to be able to address the disability that you have. Disabled workers flat out don't make as much money as people who are not. That's easy. That's an easy concept. Now, insurance companies will argue that, well, let's just look now and you shouldn't be looking in the future. Instead, we shouldn't worry about the future because nobody knows what the future will hold. Well, we do know what it'll hold. That's the point. And we have statistics that have shown from the past what the future holds for somebody who has certain disabilities. So once you get classified into a disability, once you're identified as a disabled worker and you have these problems and it's going to be there for the rest of your life, from what the doctors say, now it's time to calculate it. And most of the time, that's going to require an economist to get involved or somebody who deals with the understanding of what happens to the economics when you lose a life in your life, the ability to work full time.
Right. If you're the landscape contractor or the subcontractor or you're working in construction or you're a painter or you're a musician or you're an actress or an actor and you're going to have your work life limited over the time of your life, over the term of your work life, let's say 8 to 10 years, as Brad examples just was. That 8 to 10 years, you're working every day now, so the insurance company says, what's your problem? You work every day, you go to work 8 to 5, or you work even more than 40 hours a week. You don't have a problem. The problem is I'm not going to be able to sustain it. I'm not going to be able to do this like I do right now because I may have to get out of the landscape contracting business. I may have to get out of the construction business. I may not be able to drive a car anymore. I've got a brain injury and I can't drive. I'm not qualified to drive. It's going to affect my earnings over the term of my lifetime. Yes, I'm going to have jobs, but I'm not going to have the full employment in economic talk. I'm not going to have the full employment that I would have otherwise enjoyed. And that's part of your damages, and that's how you value your claim, and that's how the insurance companies try to not value your claim. So let's talk a little bit about these adjusters, Brad. They're trained. You try to present your claim, and we haven't covered all the damages and injuries that you can collect, and we're not going to be able to get to all of them today. But you submit your claim. These adjusters are highly trained. There's different levels of adjuster, and different levels have authority, and you're usually dealing with the first level of adjuster who doesn't have much dollar authority to resolve or settle your case, and therefore it's more difficult, and it gets delayed, and they defend it, and they deny it.
Sure. There's a point where you have to be able to show why your claim should be kicked up to an adjuster who's got more authority to pay more money, or why your claim is worth more money. Adjusters initially, the claim gets brought in, they look at it and they send it off to an adjuster. And normally they're going to send it off based on the severity of the crash. They're going to look at the damage to the cars, they're going to look at the severity of the crash, and they're going to determine, well, we figure you fit in this category, and they're going to fits you into the lowest possible category with the adjuster who has the least amount of authority within the what they consider the crash severity to be. Then as you go through it with them, you need to be able to show why, hey, you've misjudged, you don't understand really the injuries that I've sustained and that I'm living with. And that then causes the adjusters to have with more authority to get involved. Now, all this starts with one basic rule. And the basic rule is there has to be the insurance money. The funds have to be there. You can have attorneys who go to court and get judgments for millions of dollars when there's no insurance money there and there's nobody to pay it, and that becomes nothing more than a piece of paper you can stick on your wall. You've got to make sure you understand what the insurance is, and that we've done programs on. Once again, it's not fast and easy. We've done programs on talking to you about making sure you have uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage for yourself. Because as you prove these losses, we talked 8 to 10 years. If you're making $40,000 a year, think about what 8 to 10 years you're talking about. You're talking $320,000 to $400,000 worth of loss. Is the money there? Is the insurance coverage there? Have you done anything to try and make sure your coverage is there? Do you have any ability to do it? If you've got the ability to do it, please go out and try and get yourself covered with some kind of policy, preferably a policy that gives you $1 million worth of coverage.
Right. And you can read our book. It's free. It's called Colorado Car Insurance, or Car Insurance in Colorado. It's the essential guideline. We have picture examples. We have picture examples of deck pages, deck sheets that you would see on a normal insurance policy. We have arrows defining the most important parts. It's easy to read. It's easy to understand. We have narratives telling you exactly what to do and what not to do, exactly what's important in the policy for you today, right now, right now. Before you get in your car the next time, call and do what we're saying in your UM and UIM coverage, because there must be insurance. But we laid it all out for you. Get our book free at our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy for free. You can call us at our law firm at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And we will send you a hard copy. Or you can download it free for an e-copy. It's a no-brainer. Colorado Car Insurance, the essential guideline. Point your legal compass to True North right now. Okay, we're talking about how insurance companies value your claims. You get a hold of an adjuster. They've got limited authority. They're highly trained. They know what questions to ask you. If you follow our guidelines and our legal game plan, you'll know how to answer those questions. You'll know what the questions to ask them, and you'll know what's important for you. So, Brad, let's touch briefly on these computer programs. There was one called Colossus. That was the most famous one from McKinsey out of Australia. Most of the insurance companies bought into it. They have a computer program that they plug your injuries into. And it's a different situation, Brad. Let's hit it real quick. If you have, you're trying to consider and compute your future losses, and they're limiting your claim just to your past losses. Well, your accident was 4 months ago up to today. It's a completely different ballgame, and that's how their computers are driven.
That's exactly right. And the Colossus, Colossus is still used. It was originated by Allstate, and it's used by a number of different insurance companies now. You have to figure out when an insurance company puts together its own program to be able to try and calculate your losses. You can bet they put together a program that's going to put your losses on the very, 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 very low end, because they make their money by not paying you. That's what they believe. They get your premium and they don't pay, and that's what they understand is how they make their money. So that what they do is they put together programs that they know will they can kick in for their adjusters. Many times the adjusters don't really know the medicine. They don't know what the science is or anything else about what they're talking about, but they get the key words out of the records. They get the key codes out of the records, the medical records you've given them. They plug them in and it kicks out a number, and this is the number they're now going to live with. And that's the amount they're going to use. And but like more or less don't know a whole lot to talk to you about, because the bottom line is garbage in, garbage out, because they're not putting in the full extent of what's involved in your crash and in your injury, including who you are. Well, how this has a unique effect on you versus anyone else.
You know, and the way they do it, they approach it, is sometimes they don't even offer the amount of your medical bills. We've just taught you, you get the amount of your medical bills, let's say they're $40,000. Then they should pay you for your injuries, your physical impairments. Then they should pay you for your economic losses in the future, maybe lost earning capacity and lost economic opportunities. And there are other damages and injury losses categories as well. But they don't want to pay you for that. So their computer program doesn't figure those in or mitigates it or reduces it. And then let's say your medical bills are $40,000 and they offer you $20,000, take it or leave it. Well, you have to pay back the health insurance company on your medical bills. And then that forces you, think about this, that forces you to file a lawsuit. You have to file a lawsuit. Then they call you greedy. You're a greedy plaintiff. You're a greedy claimant. And then they call your lawyers greedy. Everybody's greedy but them. Everybody, the lawyers, the injured claimant, you're trying to protect your life because you only have one chance at this, to protect it now for the rest of your life, and they call you greedy. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. It's all there for you. All of our podcasts are there for you, and our books are there for you. We will see you next week.